asking people to bring.
All right, it's 10 o'clock. Let's, we'll call the annual budget hearing, special town meeting. The election here is in order on November 16th, 2017, at 10 a.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 17th, 2016 meeting.
So moved is read.
November 17th, 2016.
Sixteen.
Okay. You just threw me for a minute. I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 17th, 2016 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Present proposed 2018 budget. There's copies of the budget on the table over there. And what we'll do is we'll go through the proposed budget. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to ask. We'll start right from the top on revenue with taxes, town levy, and forest crop, which will be $750,000, and this is 2018 proposed, $750,389. Intergovernmental revenue, $400,772. License and permits, $21,135. Public service receipts, $100. Interest and miscellaneous income, $3,000. Loans, zero. Public service receipts, $36,000. Grand total of revenues, $1,211,396. We'll go on to the expenditures. General government, $200,033. And at this point, because it's in this area under election expenses, last week I got a call from the town attorney, Greg Harold, regarding a letter that was in the Lakeland Times that was placed by Marilyn Fittiman. And he wanted to instruct me because she more or less referred in the letter that, you know, at this meeting, because at our annual meeting, the electorate had voted to go to a five-member board. He instructed me that at this meeting, that couldn't be done because it wasn't noticed as such. The special town meeting for the budget, you can't vote on the board member size unless it's noticed on the agenda. But he did, however, notice that in the state statutes, under section 60.21.2, he says an increase in the increase or reduction in the membership of a town board under this subsection takes effect on January 1st of the first odd-numbered year following the most recent federal decennial or special census, but does not create any vacancy on the town board prior to the spring election. So at the end of the letter, he says, in conclusion, as presently adopted, the motion at the annual meeting requires the Lac du Flambeau town board of five members elected at large to be seated at the April 2019 election, and their office and their term of office would commence on the third Tuesday of April 2019, after their election. This election pattern would be consistent with statutory framework for towns which require town supervisor elections in odd-numbered years. So basically what it's saying is the original resolution that was brought before the annual meeting, the last annual meeting in April of 2017, it stated in the resolution that the spring elections would take place in 2018. By state statute, we can't do that. It will have to take place in 2019. So that will or does affect our budget in a way, because the board, when we held our budget workshop, had put in for the additional election expenses and supervisors' expenses. So I wanted to bring that up at this time since we're in that section. He does say a note that the motion approved at the town meeting contemplated that adding two supervisors would be elected in the spring of 2018. However, section 60.21 parent 2 requires that the supervisors be elected in 2019. The language in the state statute overrides the motion by the electors at the town meeting. The town meeting does have the power to change the date of supervisors' election. The town meeting does not have the power to change the date of supervisor election because it is expressly set by section 60.21 parent 2 of Wisconsin statutes. So we won't be able to have the election for the two additional supervisors this spring in 2018, but it can take place in 2019. Jim.
Do we have a number? How much that will reduce this budget by? Salaries and benefits and whatever?
It would reduce this budget by $11,305.
Thank you.
So.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I don't see a reason for all this making the town board bigger. The way it's going right now is doing just fine. I mean, why increase, you know, the money spent when we don't need it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Going on, insurance and benefits, $174,850. Public safety, fire department, $70,500. Public safety ambulance department, $91,350. Public works roads, $471,000. Airport, $26,763. Transfer station, $69,850. Animal control, $7,500. Cemetery, $7,000. Recreational programs and events, $29,250. Jim.
I have questions on the Maryland Consortium. I'm assuming that $7,000 should be a line item for that specific project.
For what was that again?
The Maryland Consortium. That's what the extra funds is supposed to be for.
Maryland Consortium?
It's the library.
It's a library system.
Excuse me. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, they need a special program that they're going
to... Yeah.
So not just lumped into their budget, but a specific line item for that?
We just put it into their budget. I guess if there's an adjustment next year and they don't need that money, the budget then can be reduced. Because otherwise we'll wind up with a whole bunch of line items through an entire budget if we itemized a lot of things.
I think how the library budget works is when they need something, it's in direct contact with the clerk.
Correct.
And then it's allocated at that time. So that their budget, no matter what their expenditures are, it isn't like they just get the whole pot and they're allowed to just spend it. They have a board that reports to the town board, and then it's presented to Nancy, and then we evaluate it at this level also.
Their invoices and bills are given to us, which we then approve for payment. Who knows, maybe there might be some other costs that come up next year that the library board is unaware of, and if you add it in there as a line item, you're doing an awful lot of shifting within your budget. This way, the library's budget is set, so, and I think it's probably the best way to go.
So when that was proposed, we knew that the $7,000 for this year was for a one-year charge, and thereafter it'll be down to around $3,500, so.
It may drop down, yes, unless they come forward with something that, you know, additional expenses that are coming in or costs involved with the project, I'm not exactly sure, but that would come at budget time next year.
So, I mean, if we're gonna be in for a dime, we gotta be in for a dollar, so as long as we get in there, we gotta continue it.
Yeah.
And be on that project there. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Going on, tourism, $13,200. Zoning, $33,600. Conservation, $16,500. Grand total expenses of $1,211,396. Any other questions? Yes, Kay.
On the revenue page, can you explain what Lou Tax Conservation April PILT is? What is that? I mean.
That's in lieu of tax.
Money that comes over from the township board.
Yeah, it comes from Vilas County.
Oh, okay.
For forest cutting.
And that's not a set amount every year, does that change?
No, it's not, it can change.
Then what is the next line, what does that mean, severance slash yield?
If there's a piece of property in town that is in forest crop through the DNR state program, and they pull it out of forest crop, they pay the back taxes.
Okay, okay. And then the next line, what is that, what do those letters stand for?
That's forest crop, MFL managed forest crop land aid.
And does the state do that?
That's also through the DNR.
Through the DNR, okay. So in 2016, and both of those that I didn't know what they were, all three of them, the budget last year was $1,000 and the budget this year is $1,000. But why, and then actual, so we received a lot more.
Correct.
On those, and when I look back on in 2015, we received more. My question is, why doesn't the proposed budget reflect closer to what we actually get?
We may receive zero.
Zero.
Have you ever received just zero?
Not that I remember, but we may receive zero, so we would be, yeah. We wouldn't be doing our duties if we didn't err on the side of caution.
So then what happens to that extra, you know, $10,000, $12,000?
That goes into the general government expenses.
So
into the fund.
Into the fund.
Yeah.
So then if that's not spent, then what happens?
That gets carried over to the next year, or it gets carried over, and it goes into in our budget where you see our carryover amount on our regular budget statements.
Reserve fund.
A reserve fund is what it's called.
A reserve fund. Do we know how much is in that reserve?
Yeah.
How much does it say somewhere?
What is in there?
Right now we have $266,560.54.
Yes, Dee Dee.
I have a question about this. Probably a bad subject. The Monaco Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact, did I miss something that we decided not to support them? Or if we did, would it be in here? Or how does that work?
It would be in here, yes, at the budget workshop. When we put the budget together, we didn't decide to support them. The money that's in here is earmarked for the Lac de Flambeau Library.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, Matt, I have a question about salaries in general. Do we know what the percentage of this budget is that's devoted to salaries and benefits and things of that sort? Can we break that down?
I don't have that number offhand, no.
All right, when I played with it, I came up with anywhere from 40% to 50% of the expenditures in the 2018 budget are related to salaries and benefits. So anyway, you cut it, that's a very, very significant amount of money that is budgeted and spent for that purpose. And my question is this, how are the evaluations of the employees related to the setting of the salaries? One salary increased by 1/3 of 1%, another salary increased by over 12%. How do you determine what the salary increases ought to be? And is staff evaluation somehow related to that? And I ask because I haven't seen it, and I've been to the budget hearings, nor have I heard about any closed sessions to talk about performance. Well, I'm looking at the accountability piece rather than the number.
Typically, our employees here, be it the road crew or the office staff, it's pretty much in line with what all the other towns are in the area. If you were to look at any of the neighboring towns, the road crew salaries, hourly wages are pretty much in line with what theirs are. Same with the office staff, be it the clerk or the deputy clerk, zoning administrator. That's how we set them. Evaluations of the employees, right now, at least the way I look at it, I think, and this is a taxpayer and a resident, I think our employees do a very good job. Road crew the past couple of weeks have been out at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I got up one morning, we had snow on the ground already. I called them at 5 o'clock in the morning. They were already gone. So, you know, how do you evaluate somebody climbing out of bed in the middle of the winter every 2 hours to check and see if there's snow on the ground and then deciding at that point, geez, we better get going? They do a good job. And to answer your question, their wages are set in accordance with general wages in the area.
I'm not contesting the quality of their performance. I'm not in a position to do that, nor the actual salaries they receive. But I am concerned about the fact that there's no relationship between the quality of their performance and what they receive.
Mm-hmm.
The town board hires the individuals with certain understandings, but yet the town board evidently is not involved in the quality of their performance. It sounds like you set the salary, and the other town board members are not part of that.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
You're absolutely wrong.
Okay.
You're absolutely wrong.
Okay.
I do not set the salary.
All right.
When we hire somebody, that is set by the board.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a document that lays out the agreement between the employee and the town?
No, we have work rules, but we don't have a contract. I know you come from a background in the school districts down in Illinois where you had contracts with your employees. We don't have contracts.
Yeah, I'm not.
We have good employees.
There's some conditions of employment. Does someone who was hired receive a piece of paper that lists what their benefits are and what their salary is? That's all I'm asking.
Sure. They get that from the clerk.
They do. Okay.
I think as part of their job description, it'll be all relevant to when they apply for the position, of what is expected of them, and what the compensation would be through their first year period or whatever the initial hiring processes, which they're on a probationary period.
Oh, yeah.
And then after the year's time, then they go on as an employee, and the restraints from the probationary period are lifted after that point, as long as they perform their duties at the level that was expected of them after that year's time.
Right.
Is there a book available to look at the job descriptions of all of the positions that are hired? When you said it's in their job description?
We have job descriptions and you know, work rules that we go by.
Okay. Is that available to see?
Sure, everything's available.
Okay.
Yes, the next question would be, is there an evaluation of any kind that the board makes annually or whatever of the employees?
No, we don't actually do a sit-down evaluation with each employee, I guess at budget time when we look at our budget and look at the salaries. You know, the board at that point is kind of looking at whether they're doing their job and their work. We feel they are, at least I do. I don't want to speak for the other board members.
And I think every employee here would feel comfortable to approach any one of us if there was some issue or some discrepancy. And I think through the process of, this is a small town, I mean, there's not a whole lot of employees here. If there's an issue that comes forward, I think it would arise and be brought before this board, and we would evaluate and deal with it at the time that it was necessary to deal with it, so that it didn't keep going on. I don't know, I mean, I think for this town board to hire a HR director to handle the few amount of employees we have here, I just don't quite know where this conversation is going, but I think we all have this open dialogue with all the employees. There doesn't seem to be any discrepancies. If there's a complaint from a citizen or the public, I think it would be brought before the clerk or the town chairman, and then we would deal with it at that time.
Yes, sir.
I have a question related to something that you mentioned a little bit ago about the town employees being out early in the morning. We live on a town road. I always say if it doesn't snow between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, we don't get plowed. We're relatively new here in the wintertime. Is there a policy where the town roads do not get plowed, say on weekends or?
No, the road crew gets called out anytime that there's, a lot of towns will say if there's 2 inches of snow, 3 inches of snow, 4 inches of snow. When we evaluate it, I'll call Pete, the road crew foreman, we evaluate it after each snowfall. If it's icy, we go out and sand. If it had snowed, like we had one case that only snowed a couple of inches, the ground was warm, it started to freeze, we went out, we plowed, we sanded. We don't have a set policy. It's the main factor is safety for the people traveling the town roads. What road you're on, only getting done Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, I can talk to you afterwards and find out what road that is, but.
Well, it's Indian Waters Lane.
Okay.
Saturday it snowed. We didn't get plowed till Monday.
No, and with Saturdays there's another route which we go, and it's when we plow the mains, what we call the mains. We plow the main routes, be it Thoroughfare, Indian Village, those main roads, Pocagama Lake. I see you, Jim. I'll get you. Pocagama Lake Road, where their main, are kind of what we call our main feeder roads, those will get plowed. We'll do those right away, you know, on a smaller snowfall, just for safety purposes. Everything then is cleaned up the next day or next business working day. Jim?
Just as a counterpoint, we also live at the end of the town road, and typically 5 a.m. we're plowed out. I mean, it's consistent, and you know, I'll kind of half wake up and I'll hear the backup beeping and see the lights out the window. It's pretty consistent. 5 a.m. we're plowed.
There's a certain route that the town road crew follows. Some places are lucky; they're the first ones. Some ones are at the end of that route; they may be later in the day. But I can check with the road crew and mention Indian Waters Lane. And see what they, you know, see what they say, and make sure we keep an eye on that one too. They're all important. Bill,
Matt, do they have a preference over the roads that the school buses travel as being first?
Yeah, we look at the school bus routes too, and those are those main roads that we talk about. Jim,
so they're just main roads and all others, or is there more than two classifications?
There's pretty much the two classifications, you know, your main are your main traveled roads. Moss Lake Road, they're through roads.
Okay.
Norm?
At the budget workshop, a question was asked about maybe new fire station or renovations to the fire station and the addition, and you've answered it at that point. These folks didn't hear that answer. Can you give the same answer now you gave them for their benefit?
Well, the fire chief had been meeting along with a group of people with the fire department and looking at an addition onto the main fire station downtown. They had met with an architect who was working on some preliminary drawings and preliminary costs for that. When those costs do come in and there's something finalized on it, we would be conducting another town meeting to look at the possibility of adding on to that fire station and what those costs would be. In order for the town to construct a building, that needs to be done at a town meeting and approved by the electorate. Okay?
When you're talking about the fire department, under that public safety fire department, common expenses, FD volunteer services, our volunteer, excuse me, firefighters, that's paid per call, or how does that come about?
Correct. They're paid per call, right, Tom? Yes.
Okay.
And it's meetings, you get paid for meetings. If you travel, you get paid for your...
Well, that's down below.
Correct.
It says training and meetings is another...
Correct. But there is log sheets of every call that's gone on, and there is a, I think we call it a stipend.
Then does that, since that looks like it's budgeted $16,000 and then last year was $8,000, I know you can't predict the number of fires, and in 2016 it was $5,000, does that extra money then not spent go into the same general
Correct.
Fund that Irene referred, so that that's where that $266,000? So there are no other funds that of extra by the end of the year?
Any budget item in here that isn't used up in its entirety is carried over into that overflow account.
Do we have any other accounts other than just that overflow?
No.
That's all into one thing, and then the next time you budget, you look at what's
Correct.
In there. Okay.
Norm?
And what are the plans for that money? You mentioned you've got over $200,000 now. We're going to be adding another $50,000, $60,000 or more.
Well, the question just came up about a fire station that's probably going to cost us $1 million.
Oh, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point do you sit down and decide how you're going to earmark that money so the folks like me know where the tax dollars will be going in the future?
Yeah, we'd take partial out of there. We also have in here for new equipment additions. We need to buy a new patrol truck, the larger dump trucks for plowing. That money would also then have to come out of that account with the approval of the board. So that's what it's used for.
At what point will you as a board go sit down and talk about all this stuff? I know you bring it up occasionally, and I'm not doubting the need for it, but there's precious little conversation at board meetings about these kinds of things. Is there any inclination of one of these days to sit down and talk about what other options there might be in addition to a fire station that needs some attention? That might be paid for through the contingency fund that we're talking about.
Sure, we can do that. Right now, the two items are that I see are the fire station and the need for a new truck. And those typically will run you a couple $100,000.
Right.
Jim?
And I have one last question. The comprehensive plan that needs to be attended to, that was brought up at the budget workshop, but it's not part of this, correct?
Correct.
What is the intention with respect to that?
Well, we have to see, because when is that due? What was the date on that?
I don't know. People were just going to, we thought we had time to look into it.
Yeah, because we've got some time to look into that and get in touch with, I think it's North Central Regional Planning that kind of coordinates those amongst the towns. I think it was 2020.
We're talking land use plan?
Yeah.
In 2018,
yeah. But that'll be addressed also.
So that's not part of this budget?
It's not part of this budget, no. Jim?
In whatever conversation we've been involved about the new fire department, fire barn addition, and the reason I was given is that the equipment is getting bigger.
Correct.
But we don't have any requests for any bigger equipment in the budget.
No, we already have bigger equipment.
And just to let you know, as the fire department has an ambulance department, they do have their own budget, and we do try to stay within the boundaries of that. So if there's something that really is large that arises in the future, it will be brought to this body, and it'll be in plenty of time for it to be discussed. But at this time, they run off of their budget. If you notice, they have a, it's a pretty healthy budget, but when you're buying vehicles at the expense of what they cost, it's not very large at all.
Can you say more about that? You mentioned they have their own budget. Where is it? And then what is in it? And how does one get a chance to look at it?
Well, it's right here, under the fire department and ambulance.
So it is your budget?
Correct. It's a town budget that the town, money town, the town allocates to them. Now, they also have their own benevolence fund, which belongs to the fire department, which isn't taxpayer money that they've raised or been donated on their own. The town board has nothing to say over money that the fire department has raised on their own or been donated to them directly. That's not the town's money. So I guess if you have questions with that, you can ask the fire chief, but, you know, in terms of the benevolence fund, but the fire department and ambulance department budgets that they submit to the town are right here. Roberta?
Okay, Chris mentioned at one of the budget hearings that it was time to buy a new fire truck.
It's tentatively, in the near future, there will be some new equipment being purchased at the fire department.
Not this year. I thought maybe it had to be done this year, but it, by state statute, but not till...
It'll be within the boundaries of the budget and what is at hand at the department, and it'll get exposed here, I'm sure, to this.
Yeah, when it comes time to buy a fire truck, there's a lot of towns around here you see in the newspaper weekly buying fire trucks.
Yeah, you had mentioned, though, that yours was 20 years old and had to be replaced.
But there is going to be a need here in the near future for some large purchases of the equipment.
Sure.
Jim?
Just one more question on the billing that the ambulance does on calls. And my understanding is that when that goes through, it's paid back to the town, it goes into a stipend or something?
It goes into our ambulance account, which is a separate account she carries on her monthly statements. You'll see it there. And what that money is used for then is for the purchase of new ambulances and other things. We did use it for the fire number project. But it's a separate account that's shown on the treasurer's report.
We put part of the money in the tower.
Yeah, and we put part of the money into the communications tower because our emergency communications go off of that.
Is that attributed to any particular line item in this budget?
No.
Just a general thought.
Okay.
How many years do you usually get? You see, our fire truck is old because it's 20 years old. How many years does a town usually get out of an ambulance?
Depends on the number of runs, the amount it gets used. Tom, you get what, about 10 years out of one?
What, an ambulance?
Ambulance.
Yeah, the last one we pushed to 12, but 10 is standard.
And at the end of their life, they had a lot of issues. They were in the shop a lot.
And is that like about the same cost as a fire truck? Or?
$250,000 a piece.
And they raised their own money to do it. Sorry to say that people have to call them and then they raise their own money. Bill?
Matt, I have one question and that comment about the benevolent fund set up with the fire department and that. Is that fund open to the public?
Good question.
The reason I ask that is I know a town nearby that has something similar set up, and nobody on the town board can see it. Nobody knows how much money is in it. They could be, and actually they sat there with hundreds of thousands of dollars in it.
I guess the way I look at it is if they want to share that with us, that's fine. It would be like asking somebody to see their personal finances.
Well, not really.
I know what you're saying, though. But it is money that was raised by the fire department, that was donated to the fire department. It's not taxpayer money.
And it is a chartered elected organization within a department, so there is a treasurer, a secretary, you know, I mean, a president and a vice president. And there is the checkbook, I don't remember what bank it goes through, but there's three signers for the checking account.
Well, correct, Chris, but there's no body to oversee what they're doing. I mean, they could be having a good vacation every year out of this money.
See, I think you, yeah.
Well, am I wrong or not?
By having the government within that level, I'm just saying, it's an elected position. What I'm saying is, the fire department has it within the fire department. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's another part of government within.
They would decide where that money is spent, and I think if somebody spent it previously or illegally, you could run into problems.
But here's the thing.
How would you know?
Okay.
You hear about it immediately.
Here's the deal, is we can take the money, and if we have a forum, and we have all the elected people there, and we're holding the meeting, we could spend it on clothes. We could spend it on anything we want. That's the whole benefit of having a benevolence fund.
I understand that, Chris. You know, I was on the fire department here long before you. Mm-hmm. And I never heard of a benevolent fund in those days, so I don't know when this came about.
It's been around, I think, since about the 70s or so.
I just know the things that we do purchase with the benevolent fund, they belong to that. They don't belong to the town. When, say, if we were to buy the Jaws of Life from the benevolent fund, that does not belong to the town. So if we were to go trade that in monetarily for something else, those monies are not controlled by the town by any means. Those things belong to the benevolence, the actual membership of the department.
Because at one point in time, I also did fundraising for the fire department. Mm-hmm. I guess it was always, to my knowledge, went into pay for stuff for the department itself.
Right. Yeah, and I think they buy, what do you buy, turnout gear?
Whatever it takes, whatever is needed.
Whatever is needed that's not budgeted or that they decide they want to buy for themselves.
I understand that, but I guess my main question was, who can actually see what?
I think the people, the membership of the fire department are responsible for that budget. I think they oversee it.
Yeah.
The checks and balances.
I guess that would be a question to ask the fire chief or the, you know, one of the officers. It's not money that belongs to the town.
Okay.
All right. At this point, we'll open the special town meeting. We'll call this meeting to order. We need a motion to approve the town tax levy of $744,889 pursuant to 60.10(1)(a) of the Wisconsin statutes. We
can open it.
I think we can.
Yep.
Yeah. We can move as elected.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I would move for the adoption.
Is there a second?
I second it.
By Rob Milbourne. There's been a motion and a second to approve the town tax levy of $744,889. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none? Motion carries. Motion to authorize the town board to dispose of surplus goods and/or property. This is if we have an old truck or something that we want to get rid of, that the town owns, we authorize the board to put it out on bids to sell it.
Wasn't there a dollar figure put on that?
Not on this. That was for borrowing money that was put on that. This is for sale of surplus goods.
Is there anything you anticipate in the next year?
If we do get a new truck, depending on trade-in, we might try to sell it outright. So that's what would authorize us to do that.
Is there money in the budget for a new truck for next year?
We have equipment additions in our budget, and then what we have, we'd have to take out of the carryover amount, you know, as approved by the board, so.
Okay.
Is there a motion to authorize the town board to dispose of surplus goods?
I so move.
Motion by Rob Milborn, is there a second? Second by Bill McCutcheon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion, no? Motion carried. Motion to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary. This is if something, some type of an emergency comes up where the town board needs to, would need to borrow money. In the past, Jim Sommerfeld has always attached a limit to it, which we can do.
Last year, I believe, was at $500,000.
$500,000, I believe, last year's limit were, if we were to, at least for this last year, if we were to go to the, if we were to need to borrow more than $500,000, we would have to have another special town meeting in order to exceed that amount. So, is there a motion to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary? Jim?
I so move with the $500,000 limit, please, again.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dee Dee Hanson. Motion has been made and seconded to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn the special town meeting at 11:21, or 11:41.
Do we need to have a separate motion to amend that?
No, it was, his motion was for $500,000.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're not getting into a...
I think it's 10:41.
10:41, I can't tell time very well. And it's pretty far. Okay, we need a motion to adjourn at 10:41.
I move we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Rob Milborn, is there a second?
So move.
Second by Jim Sommerfeld, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Now we'll move into special town board meeting. Call the meeting to order, the media has been notified, members of the board are present. We need a motion to approve the 2018 budget.
So move, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second. Motion been made by Meyer, seconded by Hanson to approve the 2018 budget. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We need approval of vouchers of the general fund of 49992 to 50037.
So move.
I'll second. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 1st, 2017 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 1st, 2017 regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We just paid a couple of big bills for the roads, and there's another one coming up for the fire department. So transferred $310,000 from the tax money for that purpose. So other than that, nothing too much happening. So in the regular account we have $818,495.90, and in the ambulance account we have $484,716.47.
I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn the town board meeting at 10:45. Excuse me. Can't tell time again.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.